The Cooper and Anthony Show.
There's a video that everybody's passing around today, like a viral TikTok video, one of these videos that everyone's just like, oh my God, check this out. Being from Long Island, being from New York, and you live there with me long enough, I was waiting for that moment that everybody was going to be like, oh my God. To me, there was never an oh my God moment because, well, just play it and then let's discuss it. And you can explain to me what part of it went viral, because to me, it just feels like every other day on the Long Island Railroad. Do you understand what's happening here?
The one thing I'm noticing is it's after a Met game, so there's drunk people on the train.
Yeah, they're either on their way to a Met game or coming from. Everyone's wearing Met jerseys. That's the whole idea. But to me, this is every time I've been on the Long Island Railroad. I don't get why everyone's like, oh my God. It's like, what part is oh my God? What's the part?
All right, people not from New York, this is the quiet train. You should hear the really loud train. This quiet train.
Well, that's the quiet car.
Where the hell are their masks?
Oh, well, that's, you know, don't get me started on that. Let's pretend we're not getting upset about masks right now.
So she's bouncing her boobs around and he's upset. The guy with the purse on?
I don't know. Is the guy with the purse upset that a woman is she's wearing a tank top and he's upset about the tank top? I don't even know what everybody is talking about in this video. I think people were okay, so the thing that people were saying was, oh, this woman is wearing a tank top and the man made a comment about it and everybody came to her defense. Like, don't be a misogynist. Don't hate on her. She can wear whatever she wants to. Don't talk about a stranger's boobs. So, but that's, we've been doing that on Long Island forever.
This is the, I'm trying to see which train this is. I can almost see it right there. What stop that we're at?
Probably massive people.
It's a long word. Yeah.
I mean, this kind of, it kind of reminds me of when I was a kid. That was like a regular day at school.
I have left on the train after, well, a Met game and a Yankee game, and they're all like this. This is nothing. I mean, they're drinking. He's got a purse. They're upset. There's no masks.
Right. But people that are not from New York, they're shocked by this. They're like, oh, check this out. I'm like, check what out?
Yeah,
what's the part I'm checking out?
Do you have any idea how many times Cooper and I have been on that train? We have been on that exact train.
That exact train with those people. And usually, you know, we were doing a morning show, so usually we're napping.
Yeah,
we sleep through this every Friday night.
At any point, you can take a camera, go on the LIRR, and hear it. And the Massapequa will stop. So we only have the only thing I'm thinking if I'm this guy in the corner is three more stops, and I can get off.
Yeah, right. That, I mean, that's like, that's tame. That's not even a Friday night. That's a Tuesday.
After they probably lost, the Mets probably lost, so they're upset and drunk, and somebody said something about her boobs, and it just, yeah, this is nothing, this is not news.
Yeah, and that's all, but this is going viral for some reason. Like I said, I was hoping you can help me interpret it, because being from Long Island.
Yeah, I don't understand. You could bring it, you could bring a camera on any train and get that same thing, so... Yeah, I don't understand.
Maybe Okay, so maybe it's not the North Shore. It's probably a South Shore trip. It's probably even Nassau County.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. For people that want to know, for people that really care about Long Island and know Long Island well.
Well, Long Island made the news also today with another story. This happened in Lindenhurst.
Okay.
So a lady was walking out to her car, and a guy was sweating really bad next to her car. Mm-hmm. So she said, I have an extra water. I'm going to give this guy an extra water because he looks very hot and I'm nice. So she handed him the water and he whipped his wiener out.
He was very grateful.
Right. He said, oh, look, here's my wiener. And so, and again, that's not really news.
No, because it's like, here's how it goes on Long Island. People, even though when we talk to each other, it sounds like we're yelling, we just talk at very high volumes to each other. We're also very generous. And if you give me something, I want to give you something back. And if all I have is my dick, I'm going to give it to you.
Look at this. Thank you for the water.
Right. Ta-da. I mean, listen.
Not news.
I've had guys, like I was at a grocery store once and I didn't have enough money and I was going to go put something back. And the guy behind me was like, I got that. What do you need? $3? I showed him my boob. I didn't have anything of value for him. I figured, okay, here you go.
And he wanted change back. That was only a dollar's worth. Sorry.
That was at a grocery store. So this is like a regular happening. I love that the things that happen on Long Island, people don't realize. People from outside of, forget about New York, because New York is a whole other animal. Mm-hmm. Long Island is its own bubble. And if you're not from there, you don't understand it. Things happen there and people are shocked or things go viral. You and I, this is just regular. If I wake up and no one's shouting at each other, I'm like, oh my God, like a storm must be coming, a hurricane. Like, what's happening here?
There was a story about a guy, I think it was in Lindenhurst, but he was collecting bodies in trash cans outside of his house.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh my God, that's the most horrible thing I've ever heard. And people are like, you mean he's killing his neighbors and putting them in the trash can out front? And nah, it's not that big a deal.
Let me tell you about Gilgo Beach and let me tell you about what happened in Lido Beach. Let me tell you about the serial killer we had. Yeah, I'm telling you, like, it's a one-upman kind of environment that we live in. And it even goes for volume. So if you're talking like this, I have to talk like this. And if I'm talking like this, you got to talk like this.
Yeah.
So, you know, we always have to one up each other. You got two bodies? Hey, let me tell you about this story about this guy I know. He found four bodies.
And I thought it was a huge story. I'm like, this should be on the front page of every newspaper. This guy's collecting, but he's a serial killer. He's right down the street from us. We'll be all right.
You know, we have worse things.